These are some special scripture lessons that are certainly important for each and every one of us, but especially for our confirmand today. Listen, first of all, to the Old Testament lesson from Deuteronomy chapter 6. This is Moses speaking to the people of Israel just before they are to enter the promised land. And he gives them these very important reminders and instructions on how they are to carry out their lives in the promised land. Appropriate words for us to hear and follow as well today. Moses says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. These words that I am commanding you today are to be on your heart. Teach them diligently to your children and speak about them when you sit in your house and when you walk on the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as a sign on your wrists, and they will serve as symbols on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Our first lesson. Second lesson comes from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. Remember, the elder apostle Paul is now writing to the younger Timothy and directing him again to those scriptures which he has come to know and learn from long ago. Paul says, "As for you, continue in the things you have learned and about which you have become convinced. You know from whom you have learned them, and that from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed, and is useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, and for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, well equipped for every good work." Our second lesson. And the gospel for today is the gospel of Matthew chapter 28. These all-important and familiar words that Jesus spoke to the disciples just before he ascended into heaven. We're told Jesus approached and spoke to them saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and gather disciples from all nations by baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and by teaching them to keep all the instructions I have given you. And surely, I am with you always until the end of the age." These are the lessons from God's Word. Take that insert now, or it's the last page also in the bulletin, if you have one of those. For Psalm 119, these special selected passages from that lengthy psalm that is dedicated specifically to the Word of God. Psalm 119.